Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Memory Thief, Book 1 of 13 Witches by Jody Lynn Anderson. Read by Carlotta Brinton.
For Harry, who has rescued me too many times to count. Prologue. In a stone courtyard at the edge of the woods, a ghost with glowing red eyes floats back and forth past the windows of St. Ignatius Hospital, waiting for a baby to be born. In the decades that he's been haunting this place, the ghost has seen it all. Visitors and patients coming and going, the hopeless cases, the lucky people with small complaints. He's kept his glowing eyes on the hospital doors in peacetime and during terrible stretches of war. He's seen more babies born than he could ever count. So when cries drift out through the far west window of the maternity ward, and then relieved laughter, and another set of cries, the ghost knows exactly what it means. A particularly rare event. A miracle magnified. The other ghosts in the courtyard go about their business as usual, unnoticing. But the ghost with the glowing red eyes floats to the window for a glimpse. Only, then something else happens that the ghost does not expect. Something that, in all the years he's haunted the stone courtyards of St. Ignatius, he's never seen. The night, all at once, becomes still. A silence falls over the woods. The dark sky, already moonless, dims. An owl calls to the stars and then goes quiet. A cat consults with a mosquito, eats it, and then scampers off in fear. Leaves whisper to each other a little lower than before. Sensing an approaching darkness, knowing the signs of the presence of a witch, all the ghosts of St. Ignatius flee, zipping off through walls and into woods, vanishing in the night. All except one who hides and watches. Slowly, two women emerge from the edge of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?